The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
We will later on in the program be talking about that finding of genocide against Israel. That's a little later on. But now we'll focus on domestic politics. As you've been hearing, Social Democrats TD Owen Hayes has apologised for wearing blackface at a 2009 Halloween party where he appeared as Barack Obama. It's the second controversy involving the Dublin Bay South TD after he was previously suspended from the party for holding shares in an Israeli company, Palantir. Pat Leahy, political editor of the Irish Times, joins us now from the location of the Fianna Fáil think-in for the latest on this, and also to look at the presidential nomination process. Pat, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
Now, Owen Hayes, how much trouble is he in?
Well, he's in a fair bit of trouble, I'm afraid, Pat. This story broke last night. It was broken by Craig Hughes in the Irish Daily Mail in this morning's paper, but news of it began to circulate widely last night when Owen Hayes, in response to questions from the Daily Mail, put up his answer in a post on social media in which he admitted to putting on blackface 16 years ago at a student party. Inevitably, soon afterwards, photographs began to circulate, and I guess your listeners will have heard about that this morning and seen it in the morning newspapers. They'll also probably recognise Mr. Hayes's name because he was kicked out of the Social Democrats parliamentary party even before he had taken his seat in the Dáil. He was first elected to the Dáil last year's general election, and he was kicked out in a controversy over giving misleading information about shares that he held in a firm called Palantir that, amongst other things, has contracts with the Israeli Defense Forces. He was let back into the party very quietly one Friday evening in July. The party announced that he'd been readmitted, but I don't know how long his readmission is going to last now, I'm afraid.
There's something a bit odd about this. I mean, 2009, he was 22. And one of my listeners posted in something to me about this current controversy. George W. Bush, when asked about smoking pot in his youth, he said, "When I was young and irresponsible, I was young and irresponsible." I mean, that is a truism, but there is a point to it, that you do all sorts of idiotic things when you're young.
Well, indeed, Pat, and I suppose you and I are from different generations, but we're both from a generation that didn't have, are both from generations that didn't have our every move recorded on people's phones when we were students, and thank God for that. But the rules of the game, I suppose, are different now. I saw a post from a Fianna Fáil TD, Cathal Crowes, generally kind of a thoughtful fella, earlier on, and he's saying exactly what you're saying. For God's sake, the guy was young and foolish, so he was young and foolish. So, let's give him a pass on that. I'm not sure the Social Democrats will be quite as forgiving. There was significant opposition in the party, both at parliamentary party and at local level, to readmitting him in July. A number of people resigned from the party when he was readmitted to the parliamentary party. So I'm afraid, you know, there might be a bit of a mob out to get him on the back
it's,
of this.
It's the last thing that Holly Kearns needs on her return.
Well, honest to God, you know, she's back today from, the guts of a year off on maternity leave. And she was fronting up at the party's think-in, which is happening in Dublin this morning. It'll now be completely blown out of the water by this.
Yeah, and I'm just thinking, though, our listeners are saying, does anyone really care what mistakes he made 16 years ago? A college party, he was only 22, he wouldn't do it now. Another one, a load of nonsense 16 years ago, come off it, a storm in a teacup, talk about important topics. And I'm reminded of Prince Harry dressing as a Nazi. Do you remember that?
Well, I mean, I wasn't at the party, but I do remember it. Yeah, I mean, I find myself, Pat, personally in sympathy with that, but I'm not sure that sympathy will be shared widely amongst his party colleagues. Now, in fairness, Holly Kearns said in an interview this morning that, you know, this was 16 years ago. She didn't say immediately he has to go, but, you know, if I were, you know, if I were in her shoes, I would be prepared for certainly strong calls for him to be chucked out from within the party. But I guess we'll see how things develop over the course of the day. They'll all be there together at the parliamentary party's think-in in Dublin anyway. So yeah. I suspect this story is going to run throughout the day.
Now, you are at the Fianna Fáil think-in, and one of the stories you've written about in today's Irish Times is the Taoiseach giving councillors a lash over the non-zoning of land, or in one case, Wicklow, the de-zoning of land for housing.
Yeah, this was a story in the Business Post on Sunday about thousands of land that could facilitate thousands of houses being de-zoned by the due to be de-zoned by the local authority. And Micheál Martin was asked about this, one of his doorsteps, yesterday, and he, you know, professed himself to be flabbergasted at this news. But he broadened it more widely to having a pop at CEOs of local authorities, what we used to call county managers. And he was having a go at them particularly for not, you know, facilitating housing, for not rezoning sufficient land. And that's even before you get to the question of dezoning land. And he was talking about, you know, he was kind of threatening them a little bit, saying, if you don't rezone the land, we'll take the powers from you and we will do it ourselves. Now, of course, that would require legislation. So that's not going to be done, rather complex legislation, I would imagine, too. So that's not going to be done in a hurry. But it does betray, I think, the sort of frustration in government that, you know, the government was formed, what, 8-9 months ago. And it would be hard to say that there has been a lot of progress on the delivery of housing.
Yeah. I'm just wondering, de-zoning, is that because, you know, it is almost irresponsible to zone land if you don't have the services there? You know, if you don't have power, if you don't have water, if you don't have sewage, are you mad to be allowing the zoning of land, which then will go for development and nothing will happen?
Yeah, I mean, I guess if this was straightforward, Pat, we would all agree on it. There was some of the lands in question that, according to what Micheál Martin was saying yesterday, had already been serviced, and it's just kind of beggars belief as to why that would be dezoned. I suppose that the local authorities, the whole purpose of local authorities' development plans is to direct home building into particular areas, and if their priorities have changed or their judgment of particular areas has changed, transport infrastructure and so forth, they want to direct that into certain areas. Now, look, I'm not across the details of the situation in Wicklow, but I'm not sure the Taoiseach was either, but he was certainly directing considerable anger, I think, at local authority officials yesterday.
Let's move on to the presidential race, and Gareth Sheridan secured one nomination from Kerry County Council. Might be hard to get any more, and for the rest of them, the wannabes, including Maria Steen, the path looks precarious.
Yeah, it seems to have narrowed significantly in recent days. Yesterday was a sort of Super Monday with, I think, 11 councils meeting. Only one of them decided to nominate a candidate, and that was, as you say, Gareth Sheridan. There's a number of other councils meeting today, Tipperary, I think, Wicklow, maybe Galway County as well. But no sign that any one of the candidates are generating the sort of momentum that we might have seen in previous contests behind Peter Casey, David in 2018, David Norris, and others in 2011. Just doesn't really seem to be there. Now, we'll see what happens, particularly at Tipperary today, but it just does seem that it is kind of going out of reach a little bit. I was always sceptical that the big parties would facilitate their rivals in nominating them in local authorities. There's no doubt that the councillors kind of jealously guard that power, and it's an important constitutional function. But I suppose the power to nominate somebody is also the power not to nominate somebody, and they seem to be exercising it more in that direction.
Now, the other definitive candidates, I mean, Jim Gavin has promised only one term, and remember, Michael D promised only one term, but he promised to be sort of an energizer bunny for 7 years, and then he'd be out of the park.
Yeah, I was slightly surprised to see this. I suppose it was an answer to a direct question, I think, from the Irish Independent as to whether he intended to serve two terms. Perhaps he thought that saying he was going to serve two terms was a little presumptuous at this stage. But yeah, whatever you think, you might think that might be revisited at some point if he does win the presidential election and get to the Oireachtas, as you say. Michael D. Higgins changed his mind about it, for sure.
And in the week of the ploughing, Heather Humphrey's going big on her own farming background. She's driven a tractor. She's baled hay. She's done the divil and all down on the farm.
Yeah, I don't think this will be a contrivance. There was some kind of semi-lighthearted criticism of Jim Gavin for a video that he put on his social media feeds, which showed him on a farm, and he opened a gate and walked through it and committed what is at least a venial sin on a farm, which is he didn't lock the gate after him. That's a mistake I can't see Heather Humphreys making somehow or another. I was at her launch in Monaghan on Saturday morning, and it was one of the things that she made, you know, great play on, was growing up on a farm and how she had worked, always worked on the farm. Her husband, of course, is a farmer, and he has said that, you know, if she wins the Oireachtas, he won't be able to move to Oireachtas and Uachtaráin full time because he's got a farm to manage back in Monaghan.
Ah, bit like Melania and Donald, separate houses. Anyway,
there the comparison ends, I think, Pat.
All right. Pat Leahy, political editor of the Irish Times, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.